tune, bringing it back. Sorry, Mom.
Back. I know.
Sorry, Mom.
Mom will be so sad.
She will be. But we'll have some Pam songs in there, of course. Welcome, everybody, to Come On Over, your third favorite podcast. We'll take it.
Maybe fourth, maybe second and a half.
Nah, it's got to be three or above.
Okay. All right.
Aim for the moon, girl.
Exactly. What is it? Aim high, but shoot low?
Shoot low, baby. That's the only way to not be disappointed in life.
Yeah. You know?
My philosophy is constantly go full medium.
Really?
Yeah.
Full medium.
Because you don't want to overextend yourself and you don't want to not try hard. So right in the pocket of medium.
Okay.
It's my favorite size of shirt that I can.
Likewise.
After a good steam, I could fit into.
I know, right? Just squeeze
a good
into
shite.
A medium. Ooh, really?
A double shirt and a steam? I'm in a medium.
Oh, congratulations.
Why don't they make extra medium?
Medium, I know.
That's right now, I'm an extra medium in a lot of European brands.
I think extra medium would be somewhere in between a medium and a large, which is sometimes where I fall.
Well, of course that's what it is. Why are you like suggesting that there's another place it lives besides in between medium and large?
I'm saying that an extra medium would be somewhere between a medium and a large.
Yeah, it would be because it's extra medium.
Emily,
we cannot get, I mean,
how can we market this? How can we brand this?
I think we just changed the name of our podcast to extra medium.
Yeah.
I think that's a great one. You know what? I'm going to get the URL.
Okay, done.
Should I look it up right now? You know, I buy a lot of URLs.
I know. I'm well aware.
I think I'm at like 28 right now.
Really? What is your most ridiculous URL?
Should I bring it up? Let me keep the kids occupied. I'm going to pull up my GoDaddy account.
Okay,
I'm not
going to
tell
you
what
that.
The password is.
I will let you know about a conversation I just had with our mother. She was like, the podcast was good last week, but I was laughing too much.
Whoa,
she's like,
whoa.
Emily, why couldn't you take out the laughing? I know you can do
that. Oh, I thought you meant, I was like, that's a great endorsement right there.
No.
She was listening. She was laughing when she was on as a guest.
Yes.
Not when she was listening. She wasn't laughing at all, maybe. She's obviously mad.
She was somewhat mad. She was a little bit perturbed. But it wasn't like, let me throw in some more mom laughter. It's not like I got that in my like sound effects bank.
I mean, that's just nitpicking. To
quote
Spinal Tap. But that's just nitpicking.
Yes.
It really is. I mean, you're laughing and you're a guest. That's a good sign.
That
means people who are listening are laughing, hopefully, as well and having just as good a time. So I opened up my GoDaddy account here.
Yeah. What do you got?
HowDoWeNotDie.com. I own it. Remember the episode we did? How Do We Not Die?
The one I came up with, I entitled.
Well,
yes, no, I did.
Yeah, okay.
That
I think
was
it's just I titled. I don't think it's I entitled. That means you gave it license, you know? Never mind.
You're
that's,
right. Now,
again,
more semantics. God damn it.
I have stlorenzos.com.
Okay. So St. Lorenzo's was not taken.
No, of
prior.
Course not.
Is there a St. Lorenzo?
Yeah, of Rome, patron saint of cooks and comedians.
Perfect.
That's
Shut
what
up.
We wear around our neck, Lorenzo Sarah and I, our medallions.
You guys are such freaking greaseballs.
It is, but it's true. No, we're not. But I do love being connected to my faith via my chain.
And your chain.
It burns my skin constantly, but hey,
gross.
It's the thought that counts. So while he was not named after, I'm not going to lie and say he's named after St. Lorenzo, I did do some research and, you know, he's become a patron saint in our house for two of those reasons, right?
It's
like what we do.
Very fitting.
I have Sazij.com.
Okay. All right.
I have SazijKing.com. I have Sazij. Now I'm spelling SazijEEG.
Yeah, that's the only way.
SazijKingOfChicago.com.
Wow.
Hold on, that's not even all of them, Emily. I gotta go to more.
How much do each one of these cost?
Like $10 a year.
Okay.
I have JojoAndPino.com.
Wow.
You never know.
Gotta represent little pooches.
CrustToCrust.com.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, ComeOnOver.com, which you can head to right now to listen to all of our podcast, present and the future and current.
Not future.
As well as pre-order my book, Come On Over. And please subscribe, matter what platform you listen on. Stitcher. What's up with that? Stitcher.
Yeah.
Kids are doing it.
Kids are doing it.
It's like the TikTok of the podcast world. Stitcher.
Is it?
I don't like the name. I'm kidding.
Stop it.
I want to,
hey,
disparaging
stop it.
Stitch.
They're with Earwolf. I just sent them an email. So we want to be in good graces with everyone in the podcast world.
To take over the world, Emily.
Indeed.
That is the goal.
Podcast.
We were featured on Amazon Podcast this week as a food-focused feature of the week.
Exactly. In the
Come
category.
On over.
Yes.
Right next to some heavy hitters there. I saw Cereal above us.
Right.
Mark Maron right next to us.
Oh. Boom.
Jeffrey Marl holding the beer with the gun in the tricep looking tight. Go to comeonover.com to see that tricep. I did 400 dips before that photo shoot.
I could imagine. How long were you probably only chicken for a week?
Only chicken for a week, and I took a lot of potassium.
Yeah.
That kind of gets you nice and sinewy and vascular, Emily.
It does.
You don't strive for that. But what we do strive for is celebrating probably my third favorite holiday. What? Just like this is my third favorite podcast. Thanksgiving.
We're getting closer. I know. 1 week away at this point. Last week was all about the sides.
It was a hit.
It was super smash. And you still can go to comeonover.com to get all the recipes for the sides.
Yep.
So go there and
top 10 sides of all time.
Of all time, according to me and Jeff.
This was not clickbait. This was like top 10 sides according to a guy who makes sides for a living.
Exactly.
And feeds it to a family that eats basically for a living.
I eat sides for a living.
Voraciously. Stop. And we gave you guys the goods. Not only just the top 10 and a cute pick.
Yeah.
So if you need some inspiration for those sides, comeonover.com, top 10 sides of all time, according to Jeff and Emily, gospel. And to keep with the Thanksgiving theme today.
Today.
We are reading your stories, listeners.
We asked, you sent, and there are some.
Doozies. Listen, people were probably scared when they listened to our reenactments, if you will, for the Halloween episode, the spooky, the true ghost stories that we read and you guys submitted and were awesome and obviously 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
I think these are less true. I don't believe these as much, some of these Thanksgiving stories, because they're scarier than the Halloween stories.
It's true. You'll see.
It's crazy. A lot of them end in vomit, blood, death. Mangled creatures.
Exactly.
This is not Halloween, folks.
I know. This is Thanksgiving.
Our Thanksgiving dumpster fire episode.
Did you just hear this one?
There's a roasted turkey under the tree. And the stockings are filled with stuffing. Oh, I can't wait for Santa Claus to come down our chimney. Fill our hungry bellies with Thanksgiving.
It's a hybrid.
I know. I'm very confused. We got Santa. We got turkey.
The smell of taters in time fill up my nose. Mom's putting bows on big gravy bowls. Oh, Dad lights a fire while he spins his favorite elf. A little funky ditty called Thanksgiving Tree.
Thanksgiving Tree. I like it.
Thanksgiving Tree.
Wow.
Another original tune for you titled Thanksgiving Tree.
I like it.
It's a hybrid Christmas, holiday, Thanksgiving. There's not enough Thanksgiving ditties.
I don't think there are any Thanksgiving.
I think Sandler did one on SNL back in the day on Weekend Update.
Oh,
pretty
sure. I'm sure. But that was, that's like one.
I know. And
it's probably
like, whoopie doopy. So that was a real song.
It's Thanksgiving.
I like smashed potatoes. How about you?
Do you want to? Okay. Emily.
Okay, yes.
There's only one question I have for you.
What is that?
How was your week, tender mama?
Wow, we're sticking with that one for a while, huh?
Just for a little bit.
Okay, I kind of like it. That one is stuck in my head, like every morning when I wake up and every night when I go to bed.
You should ask yourself that every day. How was your week this week?
How was your week? Nothing too crazy this week. I have discovered an age-old appliance that I've never used in my entire life, which is the Crock-Pot.
The shower. Oh!
No, stop it. No.
Really?
Yes, and I've been Crock-Potting
a little bit. It's a slow cooker. Let's stay off-brand, Emily.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to give anybody free shout-outs.
Nope. All right, so I've been slow cooking, just like, you know, make a big old pot of chili for the week. I have plans now to make some, like, shredded buffalo chicken situation.
There it is, buffalo chicken. Wait, hold on. You started telling a story. You came from mom and dad's, and you said you ordered Culver salads, or a late lunch, I assume.
And, of course, there were some buffalo tenders.
I can't believe it. This is becoming the new Sauvage, is your adventure
in buffalo
with buffalo tenders.
I love buffalo tenders.
So what do you put in the crock pot? Does Mike oversee this or is he
No,
busy
I do
working?
It while he's at work. And then that way when he comes home late, he can
He's like, what this shit? I don't want no slow cooking meal, Gina.
No,
he doesn't?
Never.
He doesn't get mad that it's not a, you know.
Nor does he call me Gina.
I don't know. Just paint a picture for the audience here.
No, he just gets excited if someone else cooks for him because he usually does all the cooking for people.
Cannot agree with him more.
I'm sure you are familiar with. But mm-hmm. I made a really nice big pot of chili and it was really healthy and really delicious and something that, lasted for a few days that he was able to have, when he came home from work. And also something that fed me lunch and dinner for about 3 days.
So selfless.
Hey, that's how I am.
That's nice of you, though. And you find it easy, right? There's nothing.
Totally.
Now, when you do your slow cooker, this is my thing. Because it's there all day sometimes, right? 6 hours, 8 hours, depending if you go high or low, which is really no difference in temperature. It's about how long it takes to get to the... There's one temperature in slow cookers, most of them.
Oh, really?
Let's say it goes to 350. If you have it on low, it just takes 2 hours to get to 350.
Okay.
If you have it on high, it goes up quicker and sustains that.
Oh, yeah. See,
a little tidbit.
I don't know this kind of
little
science.
Secret tidbit for you guys that I've learned throughout my travels.
Mm.
I need to cook in the slow cooker under my hood, under the ventilation.
Oh, really?
I can't have my house smelling like food all day.
Yeah, I felt like while I was making the chili that our apartment smelled like, when you go to someone's house.
Diaper chili?
No, but stop it.
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Food smells in someone's house?
Like you go in someone's house who smells like soup.
Oh,
always
beef. Cabbage.
Yeah, and I was, and our place is small. I had the window open and it was still kind of warm out. So I had the ventilation going. But I was like, oh my God, our place is like that weird kid's house that smells like beef barley soup.
That kid was the worst. And then God forbid you go over for a sleepover and you get there and it's just nothing's good ahead. There's no pizza ordering.
No.
It's whatever cabbage based soup they're making. And that's what you get for dinner.
I know.
And I was
that's
like,
it.
I'd front load before I go there. I'd go full to the brim.
Bring your own cookies.
He's like, why are you eating? Mom was like, why are you eating so many snack wells before you go to Stuart's sleepover? Because I know what they're about to give us.
Nothing.
Soups.
Yeah.
Boiled meats.
So, yeah.
Great. Well, crockpot. I can't wait to check in with you next week on what you've done this week.
I know.
In your slow cooker, Emily.
I will report back with fervor and excitement.
Do some boneless thighs in there.
I don't like dark meat chicken. I don't. It skeeves me out.
Tender Jeffy.
Yeah, Jeff.
Great question, Em. I had to cut you off.
You didn't even allow. What? Because I'm just hammering about thighs. How? All right.
Listen, no more disparaging thigh meat, okay?
All right.
You'll find that if you just put thigh meat in any kind of sauce you like, aka buffalo sauce, which you obviously ingest by the gallons weekly, it's a match made in heaven, Emily. It's very forgiving meat. If you get boneless, skinless thighs,
I feel like it's
you shred it.
Wet. I don't know. There's something weird.
Your booty's wet.
No, it is not.
Draw them tenders.
Dry as a bone.
Yeah, it's not. It's been greasy.
Oh,
it's a 30 wiper.
How was your week?
Oh, Jeff's for asking. My week was culminated with Lorenzo's surgery yesterday. So I spent all day at the hospital, 5:30 a.m.
Ooh.
On site.
Jesus.
Getting wheeled in there at about 6 a.m.
So you can go when it's a child, right?
Yes.
In this COVID environment.
Yes. We were lucky in that we both could be there pre-op and post-op.
Oh, good.
As a married couple. Making sweet, sweet, tender nothings.
Oh.
No. You know what I mean? Sometimes one parent can go. It depends on the protocol. And obviously, right now, they're shutting down all elective surgeries across the country. So I think we glided in there.
God.
At the perfect time to
you
get this out.
You had this planned for a while, though.
We had it planned for a while. We postponed it once due to the holiday. We wanted him to have a good Halloween. But for those of you that don't know, he did break his leg last September at school. It wasn't an accident. It was a freak cyst on his femur that pretty much shattered with one singular jogging step in gym class. It wasn't jumping. Wasn't
and we know
kicking.
That no Mauro jogs hard.
No, we don't jog hard, bro.
No.
And it was during the mile, the dreaded mile.
Oh, God.
My God. When Coach Gray, Mr. Gray, our gym teacher, would be like, all right, warm up. We're running the mile. I'd be so depressed.
That was the worst.
The worst feeling was the night before the mile.
The 15-minute mile for me.
Hey, I never walked.
I never walked too, but it was...
Mauros don't walk. We just don't run, bro. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're no Prefontaines, all right?
No.
We're not, the skinny kid with the exposed ribs, right? Uh-huh. In the midriff, running hard, lapping. That guy's lapping us, but
barely
guess what?
Barely glistening.
It's the tortoise versus the hare, Emily.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Slow and steady.
And we are just chubby tortoises in gym class. Oh. Point being,
yeah.
You know, the tradition continues with Lorenzo not only
he's
dreading
not chubby.
Them, he's not chubby. I'm not saying that, but he's been scarred by the mile for sure.
Yeah,
he will never think of the mile the same, and he hasn't ran it since. Point being, because he broke the leg, and then COVID happened, all this shit. So he got the hardware. They had to do a whole full reconstruction of his femur. It was a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. I feel sorry for anybody that's gone through it. It sucks. You see it on the front lines with your small child, and it's terrible. But we finally had closure yesterday, and Lorenzo asked the doctor for the hardware. I'll post a picture of it on comeonover.com.
I think I saw Sarah posted it.
This thing is...
How
legit.
Big is it?
I think it's made out of titanium. I could probably flip it for a couple hundi.
Oh, nice.
I might do. Or I was like, how about I turn it into a couple steak knives?
Oh, really?
He doesn't want it. He's like, no, this was in my leg. It's my choice. It's my body. Oh. I was like, whoa, slow down there.
All right.
But the most shocking thing of yesterday was the surgery was about 2 hours, right? You know, they call you. You go up to post-op, right? Recovery. I'm telling you, it was sad, too, because he was bawling.
Oh.
When we went up there. He was so scared, like, because last time, I think they kept him up there for a while before they called us up when he had his first surgery to fix the break.
Yeah.
And, like, he's like, where's my parents? And it was, like, took another hour for, I don't
know. Oh, and so he's just up there stewing without his phone.
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, what the hell am I doing? He's hammered, right?
Oh, yeah.
Off morphine and everything. So it's, you know, you're obviously compromised mentally. So we got up there, we hugged him. He was great. I'm telling you, within 5 minutes, Emily, the physical therapists were up there ready to walk him in crutches. His eyes were rolling in the back of his head. You remember in Airplane, the movie, when the girl's like, the IV comes out of there and they're singing the song and she's like flopping around?
Oh, yeah.
It was like Bernie Lomax from Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, wow.
He was like propped up and they're like, go for it. Because they just want to get him out of the hospital, clear the bed, COVID times.
Yeah.
It's a weird time to have a surgery, elective surgery, if you will, in a hospital. Coupled with lack of beds. So they just want to churn and burn these people. Oh. First of all, I knew he was okay. We can get him on crutches. He did fine, if not totally loopy, spewing out nonsense. And they're like, all right, stand up. He goes, I don't know if I can do it. I'm a little bit delirious right now. I'm like, this son of a bitch.
Delirious.
Kids got words.
Woo.
Yeah, kudos to you
my
for
boy.
Saying that. That's my boy. So he did a great job. He got on those crutches. And then the girl's like on the computer doing the discharge like 5 minutes after the crutches. And was like, so are we going to go get the car, Dad? Like, are you going to bring the car around? You know, dads have to bring the car.
Yeah.
I don't think a mom's ever brought the car around, first of all.
Know.
Like the
Well,
do that for Mikey Savage? You bring the car around? You pick him up from work.
Well, yeah.
But if you're parked somewhere, he doesn't have a license?
No, he's got a license.
One of them guys?
No, he's got a license. He just, stop. We're not talking about this.
I'm just talking about bringing the car around.
He's been a city dweller and hasn't needed to use a car.
He doesn't own a car.
He doesn't own a car, but he has a license. He's on my insurance, for Christ's sake.
Oh, my God. Are you sure about that?
Yeah,
it's a little soon.
Stop
moving in together is one thing, but putting him on your insurance, that's a hell of a commitment. That's bad. That can end.
It's not like we have bank accounts.
Pretty insane litigation, Emily. I hope you got a good attorney.
Oh, wow.
So that was my week. We did that. He's home. He's hobbling around on crutches. He's not in a lot of pain. He's on the Advil. He's not even on the,
good stuff.
The good stuff came in liquid form.
Excellent.
Which last year when he got his leg broken.
Yeah.
And we went to go pick up his pain meds at Walgreens or whatever. They're like, are you sure this is what you're like? Yeah, this is what the doctor. We picked it up. And I'm telling you, Emily, it was probably 2 quarts. Of liquid hydrocodone.
Oh my God. Do you have any left?
No, we gave it to my mother-in-law when she had the cancers in the beginning.
Okay.
She still got the cancers, but she's fighting hard, Alice. You
yeah.
do it.
Yeah, she
it's
is.
Been a hell of a year for a lot of people.
I know.
All right. So I'm just a quick shout out to Alice, my mother-in-law.
Yeah, Alice is the best.
She's doing better now. So she was in pain in the beginning there because her arms, she had the cyst, everything. So much stuff. So we're like, take this. I'm like, I don't want this in my house. I don't need to sip on some scissor. Even though I thought about it, I saw it up there. I was like, a little Sprite.
Like right styrofoam before,
cup,
right
double
before
cup.
Bed.
Oh my God. I've never had it. So, well, I've had like Vicodin or whatever, but I've never had the syrup. The drink.
Anytime I've taken Vicodin for like, you know, oral surgery or whatever, all it does is it makes me tired and emotional.
It does. All right. Well, we're not here to talk about
prescription drugs. No.
Controlled
substances.
We are here to talk about
Thanksgiving.
Wait, hold on. We got to talk about what is the best thing you made.
Yeah, what's the best thing you made, Jeff?
Wow. Thanks for getting to it.
I'm sorry. Well, you're talking about drugs.
Hand to God.
What?
I cooked nothing this week.
Wow.
Nothing. I've never been more busy in my life. Sarah said, I don't stop. I don't stop. Okay. I get the energy. I feel like a young buck here.
Yeah, you look like a young gazelle.
I do.
I know, especially when you're wearing your multicolored, like Joseph's Amazing Technicolor Dream sweater.
Well, I did my IG Q&A live today in that sweater, and a lot of people like it, Emily. Don't like it, but a lot of people disagree.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Sarah made two things that were just both exceptional, and she made everything. We still haven't like ordered out. Like, we're just eating more at home, and it's always better, I think. Unless you're supporting local. There's some great restaurants out there.
No, we supported local this week.
Well, we'll get you in a second, Emily.
All right, go.
Salmon rice bowl. Boom. Ooh, broiled salmon.
I saw that.
So good. Brown rice. We are on a brown rice kick. Here's the tip. I know we're going to get to just the tips. We'll do it. I'm doing just the tips right now, Emily.
Okay.
Just the tips.
So Sarah boils the water like you would pasta and then just dumps the rice in there and cooks it like pasta.
Okay.
In rapidly boiling water. And it's like each individual kernel is chewy and delicious. And anything tastes good on that. She also did, you're not going to like this.
What?
Another Asian preparation. Asian preparation.
Yeah.
Salmon rice bowl had hoisin, all this stuff on there. Oh, beautiful fresh vegetables, pickled cucumbers, cut on the bias, nice and sharp. Beautiful, beautiful ingredients in there. Then she did another bowl, essentially, with she ground her own thigh meat for like a ground chicken. Emily, you would die. Shiitake mushrooms. It's so good.
I'm sure it was seasoned and cooked very well. But like I said, dark meat, turkey, and chicken is just not my...
Well, maybe you haven't given it a shot, Emily.
I think I have.
Maybe you're just close-minded.
I think I'm just a woman who knows what she wants.
Maybe you're too conservative.
Oh, no.
Nope. So point being, my week was great because I ate a lot of hoisin. And we had it last night with leftovers.
How?
Because I ordered this hoisin online. It's Lee Kum Kin. It's the best hoisin. It comes in a jar. It's the best. I can eat it with a spoon. It makes me sweat. Sarah put it on our leftovers. We had a last minute dinner after the hospital. We're like, we don't want to order. So we defrosted some of my Greek taco meat.
Ooh, that's so good.
We're putting hoisin with it.
Wow, with the Greek taco
and Maro Provisions jardinera. That was a whole...
Wow, we're it was international meats.
Oh my God.
Wow, we're just, it's like Epcot Center on one plate.
What was the best thing you guys made this week besides all the crock potting?
The crock potting, which is, you know, whatever. Mike made another sauce, another beautiful gravy.
You brought that in a deli cup to
Yes,
me.
I did.
That's how I know he's legit. He has his own.
Oh yeah, the quartz.
Quart deli cups, right? I can't tell you to invest in enough. Get them on Amazon. They're great for leftovers, especially during the holiday stuff. Go ahead.
He just brings them from the restaurant, but we got a quart for you and a quart for mom and dad. And he made that sauce.
What kind of pasta did you do with it?
I forgot. It was like the kind that begins with a C and it kind
cavatappi.
Yes, cavatappi.
Kind of a corkscrew, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah, really nice. He cooked it perfectly al dente.
Of course he did.
And then he did this kale salad, like a sauteed kale salad with a Lambrusco reduction.
Oh.
Shallots, pecans, shaved manchego.
Yep. That's awesome.
I know. That's my man.
That's good.
Good ass food. That's so right. Yeah, that was pretty freaking awesome.
Well, salute to you, Michael.
Yes.
Good job. One day we'll see each other.
Thanksgiving.
We're going to see
you. Oh, yeah. He has accepted your challenge.
What's the challenge?
Parker House Rolls.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mom asked for 3 dozen.
Are you sure he's up for it?
He's up for it. Oh, he's like, oh, I've got this.
It's time consuming and it takes a lot of space. So I don't want to like overextend. Would you know?
It's fine.
I don't want him to hate the Parker House Rolls.
No,
it'll translate into the bite.
We have the KitchenAid mixer. We're all good.
Just do them, you know, he knows what to do.
He knows what to do. Say he's going to make 4 compound butters. He said 4.
Dude, that's all I care about.
I know.
Stuffing in the Parker House rolls.
I know. So get
ready. It's on the list, right? It was on our top 10 sides.
Both are on the list.
I think one of them was right next to ham.
Ham.
Which my mother-in-law is bringing.
Oh, good. We are going to be fully proteined up.
Well, while we're on the subject, I know I'm getting hungry right now thinking about all these carbs and starches and sides and everything. But we tackled that last week. Oh, no. We got to talk about what are you watching this week? Should we skip it? I got nothing. I'm just still... Hold on.
Dearest mama, what are you watching this week?
I like the keys on this.
It's a harpsichord.
Apple Plus TV. I love you, mama. And love your taste in shows. So tell me what you watching. Remember, anything goes. Love you, mama.
Except procedurals. I know they're really into like lawyer cop shows,
Law and Order,
Mom and Dad. I know when they try to like recommend those to me, I'm no, usually out.
I gave up on Law and Order.
I know. I know it's got a place in a lot of people's hearts, but
I know.
I can't do the network procedurals. All right, what are you watching this week,
I finally made myself watch Cats.
Dude, is it as bad as they said?
It is even worse. And you know
maybe
what?
I should watch it then.
Jeff, I'm embarrassed to say that I actually do like the real musical of Cats. Like,
why would you be embarrassed? I mean, it's generations.
No, it's ridiculous. It is the most stupidest, ridiculous concept. It's like people dressed up as cats, and then they sing about the cat that dies and goes to their cat heaven, and they all, like, it's like a talent show. Is that?
It's a tiger. I got lot of shit queued up.
Oh, wow. I could see. I could feel it.
I mean, but Jeff, what's bad about it? Is it like they phoned it in, or is it?
Oh, God, I don't even know where to begin. It's like the CGI, instead of like people just wearing a cat costume and cat makeup, and they tried to like make people's bodies like cats, it's creepy. And then on top of that, they don't really move like cats. They don't dance like cats. What makes the original musical Cats so spectacular, I can't believe I'm talking about this, is that like when they dance and move, like these theater actors really embody a cat. They curl up.
No, I get it. Yeah.
I don't know. It was just.
And they're not
all
doing
the celebrities
that.
In it. It was just so bad. It was so bad.
Is the one Australian guy in it?
One Australian guy?
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson is in it.
He's not Australian.
No.
You know the guy who plays Wolverine.
No,
what's his name?
Hugh Jackman is not in it. No.
Pretty sure he is. I'm about to Mandela affect my brain right now.
The Mandela effect.
It's a whole thing. Look it up. It's when you think something exists, you know, it's a whole thing.
But Idris Elba is in it.
Of course he is. He's a national treasure, but he's British, so he's not our nation.
No, but he's.
Stringer Bell
is like an evil cat.
How his star has fallen.
But then, yeah, I pretty much just fast forwarded it to the songs that I liked. And then after that, I was like, oh my God, I need to counteract this. So then I went on to Disney Plus and decided to watch just the sad songs from Hamilton.
Oh.
I love all the sad songs from Hamilton.
Yeah, I know. I saw your text to us singing it one night. Wait, did you go out last night? I know you didn't.
I did not. You're
hot. You came in hot.
No, we can't. There's nowhere to go.
Well, you know, I'm not saying go out, but did you like have nine drinks last night?
No, I had a couple glasses of wine.
Mm-hmm. Gotta feed the monkey.
No, stop it. No, that was great. That's a great monkey impression.
Well, that's great. What am I watching this week? Thanks for asking.
Yeah, well, you didn't let me finish.
Oh, you watch more. Wow, real productive week.
I busted my hump this week, Jeff. You know I did. You know I did.
Step into my shoes.
Hey,
you know what? I listen to it every week to my own podcast. Mm-hmm. And I have zero complaints.
Thank you.
Very little notes,
Because I bust my ass. And now I'm working on the marketing aspect of it. And that's something I'm not very comfortable with. So it takes a little bit more energy. And I'm busting my ass with that. So
it's an in-house operation.
I
don't want to hire anybody else.
Which is fine. You get what you get with me. And I'm trying very hard. It may not be as great as how a professional does it. But
someone's vying for a raise.
No, I'm not.
And you're not getting one.
I'm
so
not
stop
asking.
It. Listen. I got a compliment today on my IG live
Q&A,
and they said how good we are together.
Oh.
We don't step on each other's words, and we're very in sync, right? And our timing is great. Now, I'm not just saying that to tell everybody we're great at what we do.
Which we are.
You don't find this in other hosts because it takes time to cultivate. We've been cultivating it for 40-something years.
30-something years.
And I liken it to blood harmonies, which is the beautiful definition for singers that are related, sibling singers.
Like the Jonas Brothers.
Or, the Luvon Brothers or the Robinson Brothers from Black Crowes, right? They're tied to this ability to harmonize. And while we cannot...
Well, no, we can't harmonize for shit.
No,
oh
we
my
can't.
God,
and we've been singing together for 30 years. We still have yet to hit a harmony.
Jeff will do the harmonizing or I'll just do an octave above, but my harmonizing
point
skills
being,
are
we
shit.
We harmonize...
In speech.
In speech. In context, I believe.
Did you get that one off of GoDaddy, Jeff? You should buy that one.
Blood Harmonies? Shit. Hold on. Let me see if it's available. Hold on. Keep the kids talking.
Okay. Something else I watched really quick is...
Oh, my God. We're still watching TV.
No, but... been watching.
I haven't even gotten to mine.
Silicon Valley.
Oh, you dipped into
it? I've never watched it. Oh, my God. I am emotionally invested in these people, in this company. I get upset.
Blood Harmonies taken.
Damn it.
I got to pay for it. I think I can get it. Well, I like that. It's a great show. Great soundtrack.
They have great music cues.
Great stuff. Actors, you know, I did stand-up comedy with two of the actors, and they're Kumail and...
No shit.
what's his name? JP. Oh no, he didn't like me that much.
Oh, why did you? What did
TJ.
You do?
Ah, he was big, and then he got me too'd.
Oh yeah, he did.
This is the story. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Why he does not like me, and this is because we kind of came up together in this Chicago stand-up world.
I forgot he is from Chicago.
Yeah, well, he's not from there. He came there, sucked the teat, and then left, like most people. I still live here and make a living.
Yeah.
You can get back to the goddamn community. Regardless, we did a stand-up competition together through Dave Odd, this guy, this promoter.
Oh, yeah, remember,
he's coming to the shows, and it was literally like an applause meter. And the thing is, I'm a local, so my brother would come, and my brother would bust in all these grease balls. Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Frank would bust in a busload of Italian guys from Melrose Park
wearing
and Elmwood Park.
Sport coats.
You know, velour, zip-ups. And, man, when I would get done with my set, whether it was a killer or a dud or a bomb, they would applaud, and I progress to the next round,
mm-hmm.
and I was up against TJ Miller, and I beat him. Even though his set was better, admittedly so. I mean, he's a funnier stand-up
really
than me.
Funny.
I was never a great stand-up.
You're okay.
I beat him, and he came
You're
up
good.
To me.
You
he's like, oh, you got all these Italian guys coming. He's like, how am I going to compete against that? Fine, you get the win. Like, that's what he said after, man. And that was the last exchange.
And look at him now.
I mean, he had a great career. He made some great movies. I mean, he was in a lot of stuff. He's in Deadpool.
I never saw Deadpool.
Oh, my God. It's so good. I'm watching nothing. We're going to move on. I'm watching Kingdom still. It's the fighting show. It's awesome. The thing about Kingdom, I want to say, if anybody else listens out there or watches Kingdom, it jumps stories so quickly more than any other show. Like something major happens in one episode and then you don't hear about it again. Or you don't hear about it for like three more episodes. But those major events that happen in the show, I don't care about. I'd rather like move on to the next thing.
Okay.
It's a tortured family.
Wow. I really need to get into that one.
Emily?
Yes.
We have to get moving.
On the Feast of Stevens,
it is time.
Woo!
Because you guys came out swinging and gave us some wonderful stories for our first official Thanksgiving Dumpster Fire Forest.
Okay.
There's a roasted turkey
under the tree. You're just combining different. I like it. I like it.
All right, let's get to it. Thank you guys for, you know, sending your submissions to askjeff@comeonover.com.
Mm-hmm.
We got some bangers, and we are starting, Emily.
Yes.
I'm going to read this one.
Yes,
because it's in blue.
Yes, and those are the only two I color-coded.
Exactly.
Okay.
This was submitted just by CJ.
Just CJ.
So they want to remain a little bit anonymous. We'll give them that.
Or maybe his first name is CJ.
Maybe his first name is Chris, and his last name is Giacomo.
Oh, Giacomo. Yes.
And it starts. This first story is entitled Bathtub Turkey. I'm a halfer, Irish and Italian. Respect. There's a lot of halfers out there.
I know, tons.
Mom's family comes from Calabria. And she was raised on Taylor Street.
Oh,
hey. That's where our family's from. It's a given we had white furniture covered in plastic in our living and dining room, including the plastic runner on the carpet. God bless. The only thing not covered in plastic were the white drapes. Growing up on Taylor with her sisters, my Aunt Rose and Aunt Marie.
Come give Auntie a kiss.
Their Thanksgiving tradition was that my Grandpa Tony. Oh, shit, Marie. Would bring home a live turkey.
Oi.
Keep it in the bathtub of their only bathroom. Anytime the three girls had to pee in the middle of the night, the turkey would end up scaring the crap out of them.
Ooh.
Then on Wednesday night, he would chop the head off, and sometimes it would get loose in their tiny apartment. Needless to say, these little girls and ladies never ate turkey in their entire lives. But that, Emily,
what?
Is not the horror story.
What?
Growing up, Dad, who's Irish, would cook turkey with 14 sides.
Respectable.
And that's great, because we're in it for the sides. And Mom would cook lasagna with sausage, meatballs, and brujoles.
Wow.
One year, we were all sitting in our white dining room, and Dad started to carve the turkey with a classic old electric knife. Sis could not wait, reached over to grab the meatball. Dad, without thinking, tried to block her attempt, but forgot to stop the knife. Yep, think of the shower scene from Psycho recreated in our white dining room. Sis ended up in the ER getting stitches while six-year-old pudgy me never left the table while stuffing my fat face.
Wow.
CJ.
Wow, got a lot of things going on at that dinner table.
I thought that story crescendoed at the turkey in the one bathroom, which we can relate to. Our grandparents only had one bathroom, too, and God knows what went on that table.
The bathtub?
You know, the bathtub. Yeah. The table was a whole nother story.
Ew.
All right, Emily, you have the second story.
All right. This one is actually from my friend, Gina Flamio.
Oh.
Yes, and I've entitled it Bombsgiving.
Oh, boy. I see where this is going.
All right. Quick backstory. My mom is a born-again Christian. So we get dragged to a pre-Thanksgiving dinner at a church friend's house. I don't want to go, but there are two things that made it palatable. One, they had a horse because the mom was a vet. Two, one of the kids was my age and I had a vague crush.
I love you.
I was maybe 10. They had twin boys my age and a younger girl. One boy, Jay, played soccer like me and was outgoing. Not a heartbreaker, but a nice boy. The other, S, was, weird. He was the weird kid. Guess which twin had a vague crush on me? Of course. So, cut to dinner. We all sit down. Long prayer.
Because God is real. Because his grace is sufficient.
And then it's time to dig in. Almost immediately, Jay vomits straight onto his full plate like George H.W. Bush in Japan.
Remember that?
I know. Adults... Is that
no,
did you do a recording? It sounds exactly like you, Jeff.
It does. I'm good.
Okay. Adults scramble to get him up and to clean up the table. All the kids just sit in stunned silence. It is clear that none of us will eat this food now. No dinner, no cool boy, and I didn't even get to see the horse.
Amazing.
All right.
Thank you, Gina. I mean, that's something.
That is.
That's got everything. It's got like a kind of a, you know, a love story.
Yes.
Right? You got vomit, which
got
is always great.
We got a horse that we never meet.
We never found out what the hell the horse is doing in the story.
And we have our Lord Jesus Christ.
I can tell you, I've never gone to somebody's house and look forward to meeting their horse. Because nobody I've ever known has owned a horse.
I would love to go to someone's house with a horse. Remember, I used to collect horses.
Toy horses.
Yeah, toy horses, like briar horses.
Briar horses. That's what I used to collect.
Oh, stop it. They, each one had a name.
Oh, there was Pinkle, and there was
Flossie, there was families.
Oh, God.
And every time our cleaning lady would come and clean off the cabinet that they were on.
Oh, yes, I made her. I said, cleaning lady. No. Clean off the cabinet that my horses do lie on.
No, but
this is unacceptable.
No.
You missed six spots. You didn't brush their manes or tails. And next thing you know, my horses are covered in dust.
No, I'm just saying.
Cleaning lady.
She would rearrange them so that there would be like three different ones talking to each other and like two over in the corner.
Oh, that's
like
adorable.
That was my point I was trying to make.
I thought maybe it was going to progress to you yelling at the cleaning lady.
Oh, no.
Talking Jesus shit about Christ. Your horses. All right, number three. This is Soviet Shitsgiving. This is an anonymous submission. Confirmed
yes.
that it was Thanksgiving, although it's not stated. But this is a unique international story.
I know, right?
I was probably 8 or 9. Was late Cold War era. My uncle brought over a Russian coder he worked with for some dumb reason. His son was my age, so everyone is like,
great, entertain this kid who cannot speak English to me.
No, that's not supposed to be a Russian voice. Do it in like a stupid son voice.
Great, entertain this kid who can't speak English to me, Dad.
Okay, perfect.
I was very aware of anti-Russian propaganda. We played Legos for an absolute awful eternity. I showed him the bathroom at some point, then kept playing. Then I walked past the bathroom sometime later, and he was taking a shit with the door completely open. And I remember thinking to myself, fucking Russia.
No, Jeff, you're not Russian. The kid is not Russian.
Fucking Russia.
Yeah.
Kick it.
Ooh.
I mean, is that not the most heartwarming Thanksgiving story you've ever heard, Emily?
I know. I think I probably know who wrote this. I just don't know who it is because it was sent to me by
Please
my friend Gina.
Please let us know who this is because I want to extrapolate this story, I think. I need to get to the bottom of, first of all, like who gets a coder, like a code breaker?
A Russian coder.
Or is it like a computer coder?
I'm guessing it's a computer coder.
Dude, and then, I mean, the crescendo of the story, once again, is not murder or blood, but it is a guy taking a
shit, man,
with the door open.
That is ballsy.
That is a
bold.
Baller move.
Ooh, I don't know.
That's how you alpha dog a mother effer.
I don't.
You go to their house and you take a shit with the door open?
God. I can't even do it outside of my own house.
I don't even, like, I cover the mirrors when I take a shit.
I blindfold myself.
I do.
I put a bag I wear like a hood
over myself. Oh,
all right. We got another one from Tammy Agan, and I've entitled it Bottoms Out. Ooh. I got real creative with the names this time around, guys.
Emily, can I do this one?
Yes.
Here we go. Let me cue the music for this one.
Okay.
I'm the oldest of five. We're a big, crazy Irish Catholic family. It was the first Thanksgiving after my dad died. And Thanksgiving was his holiday back in the wild country of Ireland. We all went to Mom's house for dinner. Oven is packed with a turkey stuffing, sweet potatoes, and Mom's acorn squash filled with melted butter and brown sugar.
Oh, that's the best.
The butter from the squash dripped at the bottom of the oven, but Mom didn't think much of it.
Oh no, I didn't think much of that at all.
She forgot to warm the rolls, so she put the cookie sheet directly on the bottom of the oven on top of the spilt butter.
Ooh.
The oven started smoking, so we opened the oven door. The butter had started a fire, and now the dinner rolls were flaming charcoal briquettes, and the squash looked like tiki torches. I did it.
Scottish! Keep going.
Smoke was billowing through the kitchen. Mom didn't want aggressive fire extinguishing, because she just got done painting the kitchen the week before. What color?
White.
And she didn't want the walls to get dirty. Respect. Seriously, she argued with everybody about how to put out the fire with minimal mess. The fire started getting out of control when my brother-in-law, who was a Chicago firefighter.
Hey, I'm a Chicago firefighter. Oh, my name is this guy's brother-in-law.
Took over and did his thing. Ash was everywhere. We all did what we could do to clean it up before Mom realized how bad it truly was. When we finally sat down to eat, there was lots of tears and crying about the fire and how we all missed my dad. We're all crying as we're passing around the food to fill up our plates. My husband picked up the gravy boat to put on some gravy on his potatoes, and the bottom fell out.
What?
A ceramic bowl filled to the brim with yummy gravy is now emptied all over the goddamn dining room table. At this point, our emotions won, and all of us started laughing! It was definitely my dad's way of telling all of us to quit freaking crying and just enjoy the day. Let me stop the fire.
Jeff, how long's the fire going on?
When we tell the people the story, no one believes us. But you can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving!
Great story. Thank you, Tammy.
That was good.
I mean, that's good stuff, right?
It's heartwarming. It's kind of a ghost story.
And it involved a fire, but also, you know, a phoenix moment rising from the ashes.
Exactly.
A little bit of a ghost story, too. People are gravitating towards that.
I know, right?
All right, Emily, do you want to take the next one?
I will take this next one, nice and short. Okay. This one is from Kelly, no last name, entitled Turkey Blade.
Turkey Blade.
A few years ago, I prepared the perfect bird for Friendsgiving. I always use Martha Stewart's old method of draping it in a cheesecloth soaked in wine and butter.
Mm-hmm.
It was glorious and golden when finished. My friend Reese, the most carnivorous amongst our group, began the ceremonial carving with all eyes on him. When suddenly, the chef's knife broke off right inside the turkey. The blade was stuck deep in the breast, and he stood there yielding just the handle. To our shock and horror, before we soon ensued in uproarious laughter. A few days later, he kindly sent me a new chef's knife, but I will forever remember that freak occurrence every time I cut into a turkey. It was a Henkel, for God's sake. How does that happen?
Thank you, Kelly. Listener Kelly, I mean, that's like, it's not the time to break a knife.
No.
I think it was a knockoff. Henkel are pretty good knives, right? They're really good knives. They, you know, they're not cheap. They're well-made. They're German knives.
Mm.
You know what? I hate to say it. I don't want to disparage your, you know, I think the turkey was dry.
Oh, well, that could be the reason. I don't know.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, you lost a turkey, but you gained a friend.
Exactly. In what?
Yep.
Reese?
Reese.
The friend Reese. Reyes.
Okay.
Okay.
I got this one.
You got it.
This one is from Jill Atwater, And this is titled In-Laws from Hell. Here we go. I was hosting for my Greek, now ex-boyfriend's family of about 30 people.
Ooh.
Me and the BF had just bought our house, and his mom decided we would host. Like most Greek, overbearing, judgmental, because you're not Greek, mothers tend to. I was super nervous, so I planned and planned and only made recipes I've tried and succeeded at many times. Smart move, right? Now's not the time to like.
Don't experiment.
Do no new stuff. Amateur hour. One of my favorites is Elton Brown's green bean casserole. Uh-oh. Not our favorite. Elton is my hall pass, by the way. Wow. But that's a story for another time. My current husband knows. That's good. At least you guys are open about
it. I know.
It.
It's good to, you know, keep
hall pass being like she gets to make sweet love to him if they ever
And usually it's someone who's famous and that you never have the opportunity to.
I wonder if I'm a hall pass of anybody.
I don't think of you in that way.
Thank you.
Well, you brought it up.
Anyway, he oven fries the onions rather than purchasing the canned fried ones, but I can never get them crispy since they're just sliced onions. Panko, cooking spray, flour, and salt. I mean, that's not just sliced onion. I mean, that's like a whole breaded system.
Like
Okay. But I tried, but I did not get them crispy or coated very well. As the guests were arriving and dinner time was approaching, I got super nervous and tried to take them out and do a flour, egg, breadcrumb situation and try to rebake them. They didn't work. So I defeatedly used the can I'd purchased as a backup. I also didn't make enough of my BF's mom's coveted creamed corn. So I was judged for that too.
A lot of judging.
Well, I mean, if you start the meal with green bean casserole and creamed corn, it's not a good way to impress the Greeks.
Sides.
Should have roasted a whole lamb on the front.
I know, right?
Right in the boudoir. The fail, besides resulting in using the canned onions and having too little green corn, is that I was off work for the next 3 days, ate all the leftovers, and failed to realize I had the half-cooked egg-coated onions still sitting in the oven. Oh, no. When I finally went to cook again, opening the oven, that smell was horrific. It was like a dead animal entered my house, reanimated itself, and took a dump in my oven.
Wow. A lot of steps. Okay, Jeff. Love the fart noise.
Moral of the story, Emily, don't stay in a shitty relationship.
Okay, wow. That was the takeaway, apparently.
I left that guy in the house and never looked back. And my new mother-in-law thinks my cooking is amazing and never judgy or overbearing. And I love my husband who accepts that even if I ever manage to pull Elton... It's on. Happy Thanksgiving.
That is, you know.
Look at that.
Hey, wow. A lot of layers. That
saved.
One.
She was saved by the sides.
They're not just delicious. They will
the
hold
relationship
your hand.
Savers. Relationship lifesavers.
They'll save you.
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay. On to the next. This one is entitled Turkey Bomb.
Oh, boy.
Wow. And it is from... at JCG914. 1 year, my mother put the hot Pyrex dish with the cooked turkey in it on top of the hot burner, and the entire thing exploded like a bomb. Ah! My dad was so angry, he started cleaning up glass with his bare hands, and we ended up at the diner that night. They all had turkey dinners, and my 13-year-old with me had a gyro.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man.
Listen, that's my favorite story, and I'll tell you why. Because it ends...
Euro?
They just crushed the Euros.
Well, just the one, the son did. The rest of them had turkey dinners at a diner.
Bullshit. He had half his platter. You know he did. All right, this one is titled Gravy Legs by JLC730. Judy. All right, Judy. Judy trains Lorenzo, keeps him in shape, keeps him healthy for his all his leg surgery. So thank you, Judy. We love you. Thanks for listening. This is a short one, but sweet. We all piled into a station wagon with 9 kids every Thanksgiving to go to my Aunt Laura's house. I was in the way back of the station wagon. Hot gravy spilled all over my legs. I think my dad was like, you'll be okay. Worst Thanksgiving ever. I had tights on.
That's got to be rough. As... Oh, really?
Hot gravy on the legs, huh?
Especially when you're wearing tights.
Because not that I, no, if I wore sweatpants, I spilled something on it. It would retain that heat.
Yeah, but when you're hot, it's like the tights, they're like, you know, it's like absorbs it and it's still on your skin. It's bad.
I'm so sorry, Judy.
Bad news bears.
All right, Emily, next one.
All right, this one is called, I was grasping at straws for this one, for this title. It's called Plastic, Plastic, We All Fall Down. From Bethany Herrera from Ohio.
Hi, Bethany.
I know. Thank you for listening. One Thanksgiving, we had a surplus of family members, meaning we needed extra seating.
Where am I going
to
sit?
It was too late to rent chairs, so we brought the plastic lawn chairs in from outside.
Well, just get them from the garage.
By the time we had taken our first bite of food, simultaneously, two family members go down. The plastic chairs were too cold and cracked right from under them.
Oh my God.
Five family members became victims of the plastic chairs that year. No one broke anything, but the plastic in the side dishes didn't taste so good. Lesson learned, don't substitute lawn chairs for dining chairs. Thankfully, we all laugh to this day.
Yeah! Fuck that chair!
Again?
Fucking break chairs.
Okay, so listen. Why I love this story and we chose this is Mauro's had broken many chairs throughout our travels.
Yeah.
We're known for being pretty rough on all furniture, especially chairs.
Chairs, couches,
especially
beds.
El Cheapo plastic chairs.
Yeah.
And we don't so much break them as the all four legs bow out and splay out to your fanny is on the ground.
It's true.
We crush chairs.
We do.
So I'm going to blame this on the super cold Ohio weather, Emily, for making the molecules in the plastic chair super hard and brittle.
Yeah, science.
I'm sure these people were beautiful people.
I'm sure they're slender.
But that's what you get, right? You got to plan ahead.
I know.
This is another tip, guys. People need somewhere to sit, man.
At least some folding chairs with the cushions.
Yeah, not the non-cushion ones.
Yeah, the one that Jeff used to put me on back here.
Well, too bad.
I know.
We progressed.
Woo!
All right, I'm going to take this next one, E-Dog. And this one is titled Good Boo by like, Marty Anderson.
More like good...
Good boy.
No, goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's how Bo liked the... And Marty...
B-E... I know who Marty is.
Yeah.
I love Marty.
I know. Marty's the best.
I didn't know this was Marty when I was queuing stuff up.
Yeah.
Hi, Marty.
Hi, Marty.
This is a very good friend of ours, Marty, who's the best. And this is... I didn't know this was her.
Yeah, this is her.
This is great. She does come from a big family, so now this all makes
sense. Huge. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Our Brady Bunch family gathered at my brother's colonial home in Chicago's South Side neighborhood. Beverly.
Whoa.
We're a big dog family, so everyone brought their dogs, who mingled in the backyard. One of the kids went outside and accidentally left the door open, and Ozzy, my brother Michael's Mastiff, came inside. He immediately set his eyes on Bo, my brother Billy's cat, who was creeping down the stairs. That's a tight. Ozzy charged after the cat so fast to the top of the stairs, and all you can hear was screeching, hissing, failing, and thumps on the hardwood floors above. My husband and brothers ran upstairs to see what was happening. Michael led Ozzy down the stairs, holding him by his collar, and as he walked by, I could see something kind of foamy with some blood around his mouth. Holy shit. Ozzy killed Bo. All of a sudden, my brother Billy turned to Michael and high-fives him.
Whoa.
I was in shock, and my sister Megan told me that they couldn't stand the cat, but didn't have the heart to give him away.
Oh, jeez.
Bo was mean. Even the kids couldn't stand him. Keeping it short as requested, but here are a few fun facts related to the story. We do have some footnotes here.
I know. I kept them in.
By the way, Bo didn't die immediately, but had to be put out of his misery. Imagine them discussing the best way to do this.
Wow, oof. A lot of questions.
Asterisk number two. My brother Billy is an attorney who represented Michael in a lawsuit the previous year over Ozzy's killing his neighbor's cats.
Wow.
Asterisk number three. As we sat down at the dining room table, I looked up and at the neighbor's second floor window was a topless woman with large breasts. We realized that she was prepping to feed her baby. Hey, I'll take it.
Okay.
We never have laughed more at any Thanksgiving, and I still have my daughter's fourth grade paper that she has to write about for our Thanksgiving and can't believe her teacher didn't bring it up ever.
I know, right? Being like, oh, do we need to schedule a therapy
Marty,
session?
I don't know. This is deep, man. I salute you for sharing this. We love it. There's death. There's nudity.
There's
lawsuits.
There's cats.
There's euthanizations?
Yeah, there's a court case, apparently.
That's what we asked for when we called upon our audience to give us the craziest stories they have. I think this takes the cake. This
it
is really good.
I think that's our winner.
This is getting the game ball, I think.
I know.
We got some very short, rapid-fire ones here for you guys. All right. Take this next one.
This one's called Catsgiving.
Meow.
From at Moses Gunn. As my family started eating the turkey my grandma cooked and brought from her house.
So good.
Grandma Kiki says, "Oh, you can't even tell that the cats ate half of this." Good thing there was another turkey.
No. This one's called Chairsgiving by Ms. Chris 20. Thanks for sending this in. It's literally one sentence. Two cousins fighting over a chair, several pies biting the dust and hitting the ground, hot mess all around. L-O-L. Thank you very much for sharing that story. Take this next one, Em.
All right. This is called The Busted Oven by Kelsey. At first, I didn't think I did. Mother of shit.
You know what? Let me give you some music.
Thank you. The Busted Oven by Kelsey.
How you doing?
Great. At first, I didn't think I'd really experienced a bad Thanksgiving, but my mom reminded me this week what I'd apparently blocked out from last Thanksgiving. Normally, my parents and I do most of the cooking and take everything to my grandparents' house for Thanksgiving lunch.
Leftovers.
The night before my mom and I do our prep work and make some of the desserts.
Sweets.
Everything seemed fine when we went to bed.
Night, night.
Early that next morning, my stepdad went to put the turkey in the oven and our oven wouldn't heat up.
You're not technically my daughter.
This oven had been around since I was born, so we knew it would go out eventually, but never thought it would be on Thanksgiving. My stepdad had to quickly change plans and cook the ham and turkey outside. My mom and I scrambled inside to figure out what we could do.
What could we do?
Our microwave was on its way out, too, so we couldn't overwork that.
It's broken.
Somehow we managed to get everything we needed to make done and got everything into my grandparents' house.
Choo-choo.
So it wasn't a complete disaster, but it was very close.
Whoosh.
I love the podcast so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
I will, baby girl.
Busted oven.
Make love to the
Thanksgiving.
The microwave's on the fritz.
Okay.
This one's called Another Busted Oven by Emma Herman. Kick it! My story is certainly not the most entertaining.
Oh, no, it's not.
But I wanted to send it anyway.
Why? Just bring it on by.
Just a few short years ago, we decided to clean the oven the night before Thanksgiving.
But it's so good.
And we used the self-clean setting on the oven.
Who needs somebody to get clean?
I don't know if people actually use this often or just do a manual clean themselves. As we've always done. But we decided to try it.
Why not?
We should have known never to try anything new on Thanksgiving like we've preached before.
Oh, no.
First, it stunk the entire house up.
T.U.
Nasty. I can't remember what it smelled like, but I remember my mom was furious.
I'm so mad at you.
That we tried this since our house smelled so bad, and it took way longer than we expected.
Why is it taking so long?
So Thanksgiving morning comes, and I have the turkey prepped and stuffed and ready for the oven. You
oh,
know
it's
it.
Ready. Put it in there.
Put it in there, baby girl. We go to preheat the oven, and it just won't turn on.
Oh, what?
Tried a few more times, and still nothing.
Why didn't it work?
The panic on Thanksgiving morning when your oven is broken is not fun.
No good times. No good times.
Zero. And after a little bit of time, we finally got to turn on the oven.
Yeah, we did.
And we haven't had a problem since.
Oh, is there a moral to this story?
Never try to clean your oven the night before Thanksgiving.
Why would you try to do
clean
that
the oven
anyway?
The night before Thanksgiving.
Don't
fuck
oven.
With that.
Don't clean the oven before.
Just let it be nasty. Let it be dirty. Let that oven stink.
Don't need to be cleaned
clean.
Don't need to be clean.
Your oven for the night before things get done.
Clean.
Your oven for the night before things get done.
Clean. Call me on the phone. Wish your mama happy Thanksgiving.
Hug your mama. Hug your mama close.
Wow. All right. Well, that was our nice
that
little.
That was it. That was a send off.
That was the end. But you know what? We got one more story.
Oh, my God.
A live telling from.
Oh, my God. That's
from our
right.
big brother, Frankie, for a quick Frank's take.
Oh.
Where he can tell us his Thanksgiving dumpster fire story, which is essentially our Thanksgiving dumpster fire story. It's really the only bad Thanksgiving I can think of.
Speak for yourself, woman.
Oh, all right.
Best thing. Oh, my God. Frank's calling us.
Oh, wow. Perfect timing.
That's my Baker Street ringtone. Please leave a message at the beep.
Beep. Oh, there he is.
So sorry, Frank. Sorry to keep you holding.
No, what happened? I got disconnected.
Yeah, you did, but it was my fault. I wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing okay. How about you?
Oh, how's everything at the old Morro Casa? Woodridge Central.
It's good. Things are great. Every day is the greatest day of our lives.
Wow.
Scale of 1 to 10. What are we at right now?
11.
Oh, wow.
Positive Pete.
Who knew?
Half full.
Listen, we've been telling Thanksgiving dumpster fire stories all day here.
All day.
All day. We just had some good ones. We just had quite a sexy one. So I know
so
you
sexy.
Don't have a sexy Thanksgiving story, but I know you have one that's near and dear to our hearts that affected all of us as a family.
Is this the one when I got my skin that burnt off me?
Yeah.
Wait.
What? Which one is that? Oh, that's right.
There
you burned yourself one year. You got two stories.
Oh, it's so bad. Little kids are like, he's deformed. No.
On your face, right? Didn't you burn your face with hot oil? Tell us that story really quick.
You don't remember that? I literally was
Wait, hold on. Start from scratch. Wait, Frank. Three, two. Go ahead. Tell the story, Frank.
I was sitting in my kitchen.
Don't be afraid.
Go for it.
I know, I was just doing like green beans in a pan, I think for my in-laws. Put something cold or water, hit it, you know, came up, burnt me in the face. Did not think anything of it until like my skin started melting away from my face like hours later. Like a zombie movie.
Your face melted in front of your in-laws. I remember this. Like half your face was, you looked like a comic book character, like a superhero villain.
Gabbing. I mean, then we had the lubricant all over it.
Like your house lubricant in the bedside table?
No, it was whatever it was, the medication or, not the lube.
This was a salve.
Talking about Neosporin?
It was a prescribed type of a Neosporin.
Very good.
Actually, Uncle Dave prescribed it. Thank God you saved me, because I think it's miraculous, the healing.
Well, he is a dentist, so he's got the credentials.
He knows all about facial burns.
Frank, I need to know, my son. Tell us about your mashed potato incident of, what, let's say, circa 1995?
Oh, my God. Did you let everyone know how serious people love those mom's mashed potatoes?
Yes, we got into it last episode.
But to refresh, my mom's mashed potatoes are the number one side.
Yeah, everyone gets excited for it.
Everybody does. Two trays of it.
Yeah.
Wherever we go, we bring the taters. Go ahead.
I remember those. It was mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes for this occurrence.
Yep. It was a double dish, double glass.
Okay.
Right? Big one. So, Frank, can you bring these up to the car? You know, I probably pissed and moaned because it was cold and I think it was like bleeding or something. It was raining or sleeting, one of the two.
There was moisture.
There was a ton of moisture. And, I remember opening the door. You had to open the screen door first and then, you know, go out the back porch. And, I mean, it was like a cartoon. Picture my heel, just stepping on a normal surface and just sliding up. Legs up in the air. Now, I'm going through slow motion because...
Slow it down.
One, I have two hot glass dishes in my hand. So I'm thinking like life, like safety, you know? And then the second thing was, shit, mom's potatoes, and everyone's going to be pissed. in any sense, the potatoes go like flying over the balcony area right before the porch and just come crashing down all over the driveway.
All over your chest.
And in the meanwhile, you know, in the meantime, I'm like coming down from that thing up in the air thinking, oh shit, I'm going to land on a stair, like and snap my back into, or am I going to hit the flat surface? Hoping I come down flat, right? Mm-hmm. Like just wind knocked out of me. And bam, luckily I came down right on my back, no edge of the stairs. But the worst part about it was the mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes were all fucking destroyed.
I remember.
Mom went nuts.
How messy were you?
No, I don't think mom went nuts. It's just, no, I don't think she went nuts.
No, I remember after that happened, right. It was like running to the Jewels, grabbing a bunch of potatoes and just making some subpar ones in the kitchen.
No, you have it wrong. I think Dave, because we were going to the Bernie's house, our cousins, our aunt and uncle, and he pieced together quick mashed potatoes.
But it was an ordeal because I slipped.
Yeah, because Frank ruined Thanksgiving.
You ruined Thanksgiving single-handedly.
The worst day ever.
But you know what? At least you didn't get hurt.
No. You were a little tuned up in there. Like I do remember there were some scrapes.
I'm sure there were scrapes, but
you did your little sensitive body.
Ultimate, it's so sensitive.
The ultimate scrape was, you know, what I did to the family that
it night. Is.
And it wasn't just a scrape, it was like a scrape scabbed over and then you nick it again, like the blood starts coming out. It was even worse than that.
Wait, how do they make you feel, seriously? Like at the end of the day, like
when you went to bed at night.
Shit. Oh, guilt. We have the moral guilt. You know, and, yeah. and for every family, he's.
But did you find your way back?
Don't let go, Frank.
Don't ever let go.
I lost myself for a while there, and I was standing there on the porch, looking down, thinking, "Why?" My hands were in the air in the rain and the sleet, and I was like, "No, why me?" Worst day ever.
Frank, this was a great story.
This was.
You gave us two. We only expected one. So thank you for that.
Really. Two for Tuesday.
Two for Thursday.
You know, want to know what I remember a big takeaway after that happened?
Key learning.
Have key learning. You use one of your terms. No, every Thanksgiving since, we put it in tinfoil and then put it in a box.
Yes.
Put the potatoes in a box.
There's no more Pyrex casserole dishes.
You put that
in a box and you flip. Dude, I was like an act. I was Circus of Frank, you know? I flipped up in the air. Like, I couldn't do it again like that if I tried.
I remember seeing it go down. And it was like, you were like a cartoon, like someone who slipped on a banana peel.
I was right there, front row. It was good. You went full vertical. Like, you went horizontal. Like your whole body was horizontal in relation to the pavement, which you landed on with a dramatic thud.
You went full Bugs Bunny.
I think you almost died. I never can forget that image, Frank. It hurts. There's two stories that I've gone to therapy for. That was Emily drowning in the pool and you slipping on the taters. Thanks for coming, Frank.
Thank you.
Where's the song?
It's coming. It's your theme song.
Go ahead. Let me hit both of you.
We miss you. We hope Improv, you're okay.
Improv Titanic right now. Boom. Go.
Frank is slipping tatters and he's falling on the pavement.
I miss you, Tatus.
Oh my God.
Frank's dead, but the tater still lives, and he's making sure his heart will go
down.
Hey, let's all harmonize, Frank. You ready?
Frank, wait. One, two.
I have to go middle.
Who starts low? Okay, so Jeff, you do low.
I'll do low. High. One, two, three.
Do it again. Do it again. I'm not stuck.
One, no, two, three.
Wait, we'll let Frank go high.
Wait, hold on.
Frank is going high. Right. Frank, you're going high.
Super high.
Yeah. So we go. Jeff, then me, then you.
Out of bay.
Five, six, seven, eight.
We love you, Blood Harmonies. Thank you, Frank, for coming on over. We love your Frank steak. Thank you so much.
You're
I salute
best.
You. Awesome. You are the best.
Not again with the song, Jeff.
We've I can't over, stop.
We played See it
later,
out.
Guys.
All right, bye. Love you.
Love you. Toodles. Toodles. Well, that was... I didn't know we were getting two stories, but we did.
No, I didn't know that we would do a three-part terrible harmony.
Well, we love you guys. Thank you guys for coming on over today.
Yes,
we
please.
Had a blast sharing your personal, heartbreaking,
scary.
Emotional, scary, blood-filled.
Enticing.
Like legally incriminating stories.
Potentially.
Dead dogs, dead cats.
Cats. Just, and
there were several. No, there was no dead dogs. There's a murderous dog and a dead
there
cat.
There was a cat that ate half of a turkey.
There's a Russian door shitting.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on here in this episode, and that's all we try to do. So please, when we call out to you to provide us with some material to read on the air, we ask you to at askjeff@comeonover.com.
Yeah, and next week, guys, which is going to be actual Thanksgiving, we're going to be giving you an episode all about what to do with them leftovers.
Ooh, it's our leftover show.
So get ready and listen with your fam and share this and subscribe and rate us and love us because we love you.
And we need the love. Thank you guys all for coming on over. Now get the hell out.
The Come On Over podcast is powered by Game Plan, executive produced by Steve Mandel, coordinated by Liz Landry, produced, edited, all that stuff by me, Emily Morrow. Yeah. Jeff Morrow has written all these songs except for My Heart Will Go On and every other one you've heard on the radio.
The
but
sexy tune, right?
No, he did not. But we want to thank Frank for coming on by. We want to thank all of our listeners for submitting these awesome Thanksgiving stories. And we're going to see you the next time. Why are you laughing?
You always say that. I don't think it's proper English.
And we're going to see you the next time. I don't freaking know. I don't know.
I think it works. You say it all the time.
I do. It comes naturally.
Don't. And you found my summer now. Hug a tear, her nose squishes up against your apron.